Yeah, we'll start again the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Bei Zamar Aleph on top. Again, Hazirik, if somebody makes a Zrika, throws on Shabbos, either Dal Damas Peshus Rabin, or else from Rishus Yecho to Rishus Rabin, the Niskar, and then he remembers that today is Shabbos, and as he started off to be a Shoigik, he forgot today was Shabbos, and then in the middle of the Niskar, Me'acha Sheyotzisam Yodoy, after the Chayfetz left his hand, he remembered today was Shabbos, that's one case. Rashi has Zurich b'shoigig. He started off the Malacha b'shoigig. The Niskash was Shabbos, and after it left your hand, you remember today was Shabbos. The Yachashi Yotzit Rashi Evin Miyodi, after the stone left your hand. Abavakodim Shatanuach, before you made the Hanocha, you remember today was Shabbos. Vaita Zati Mishnah. And the Halacha is going to be, he's Potter from Achatis. Vaita Zati Mishnah. Kol Ta'acher, Mashma, the same case, when you threw it, and afterwards you remember today was Shabbos. Now, kol ta'acher, instead of making its own hanocha, somebody else chapped it and made the hanocha with it. Shrashi kol ta'acher, kesalka daitach li'acher sheniskar, zeh kol ta'acher. Now, the Mishnah is saying one thing, that you first threw it, b'shoigig, you forgot terei was Shabbos, then you remember terei was Shabbos before it made the hanocha, and the second thing happened, that somebody caught it. It didn't make its own hanocha, but kol ta'acher. A second person came and caught the chayfetz. Since somebody else made the hanocha, you potter, because two people are doing it. That the second person had to move from his place to catch it. In other words, by your zrika, it shouldn't have landed there. This person had to come and catch it. Or else a dog came and caught it in his mouth. It's not called hanocha, but lands in the mouth of a dog. So Rashi, why did Bina Mokum Dalad? Because it has to be, Hanoch has to be on the Mokum, Dal, a Choshev Mokum, and the mouth of a dog is not Choshev, therefore the Mishnah says Yipoter. So again, the Mishnah says, Kol to Achar, if somebody else chapped it before it made Hanoch, or else Kol to Kelev, a Kelev came and grabbed it, Bishast Hanoch, or Shenisrefor, or else it got burned up before the Hanoch is Potter. All these cases, Yipoter and Yozrika. Vaita, Zorek Lasos Chabura, you threw a stone to hit the person to make a chabura on Shabbos, which is a nav malocha to make a chabura. Bein b'yodma ubein b'behema, whether you had das to throw it at a person, or you had das to throw it at a behema. The niskar, and after the stone left your hand, you remembered that today was Shabbos, and it's also to do a chabura today on Shabbos, you chayv misa if you do it. Actually, nasis chabura potter. If you remembered before the stone hit the person, so you potter from achatis. Why? Zeh haklal. This is the klal of the Mishnah. Kol chay vechatois einam chayov machetei tchiloson v'soifon shkoga. To be chay vechatos, you have to do the whole malocha with a machshev shkoga. It means either you forgot today was Shabbos, or you forgot this malocha was awesome. But from the beginning and the end of the malocha, it was done b'shoigi. Mashenke and tchiloson shkoga v'soifon zodin. If the beginning was a shoigi, you taka when you threw it, you forgot today was Shabbos. Of a and zodin, before it landed, you remember Trei was Shabbos, or else Tchilos and zodin, you remember Trei was Shabbos. Vesayf and Shkoga, then later it slipped your mind, you forgot Trei was Shabbos. It's Pturim, Yapota from a korban. Ad Shetay Tchiloson, Vesayf and Shkoga. That's the Yisayid. Yoni Chay of a korban. If you do the whole Malacha from the beginning till the end, Beshoigig. But either the beginning or else the end was done, the Mezid. So, a chiyav misa, you're not chayiv, because you have to do the whole malacha b'meizid. But you're not chayiv b'chatis, because you didn't do the whole malacha b'shoidi. So, the Gemara. Tzadiyik, the ratio is mashman havamin, it's like one case, the ratio. It's saying you threw the chayfetz, dal damas b'shus rabim, and before it landed, you remember today was Shabbos, and also somebody else came and chapped the chayfetz, that's why you potter. So, chur tzadiyik, says the Gemara, honoch chayiv. Mashma, though, view yourself with, if it would have landed by itself, Hanocha, not that a second person came and grabbed the chayfetz while it was in the air, but you threw a dal damis and it would land by itself, Mashma, you'd be chayef. Is the kasha of a haloi niska. The Mishnah Reish is talking about when you threw it, Taka b'shaz riki, you forgot today was Shabbos, but then it says niskar. In the middle, while it's traveling, you remember today is Shabbos, so you're amazed now. Utanan, the end of the Mishnah says, Kol chay v'chatois, Einon chayovim ad shetei tchilosen v'soif and shkoga. When are you chay v'chatis if you do a malacha b'shoigig, if the whole malacha from beginning and end was done b'shoigig? Here, since the end of the Malacha was done, the Mezid, you remembered today was Shabbos, so why is the Mishnah Mashma that you'd be Chayiv? The Reish is saying the only reason why you potter is because somebody else came and caught it. So you didn't do the Anocha, somebody else did the Anocha. Mashma would land by itself, you would be Chayiv. Is the Kasha, since we're talking about you remembered at the end that it was Shabbos today, so the Anocha was done, the Mezid? So you should be potter for Nechatis. Omer Rav Kano, Seifen Oson Lelichto Masna. By Yezrika, when you throw the stone and it leaves your hand, that's considered you did the whole malacha. So as long as you're a shaygig then, even though later, before it lands, you remember today Shabbos, Amad Yubichai Vachatis. Because when it left your hand, you can't do anything anymore. Even when you remember today was Shabbos, you can't stop the malacha from happening. The what's Pshan, the Sefer, the Mishnah that says no, that if you remember Bishas the Hanocha that today was Shabbos, your potter, it's talking about a kimto where you're throwing a stick attached to a string. So the string you have in your hand. So you throw the stick four amos. Now at the beginning when you threw it, you were shogi, you forgot today was Shabbos, you thought it was mutter. Now in the middle when the stick is still traveling, you remember today is Shabbos. See, there's a shail on you. If you remember today is Shabbos, why didn't you right away pull the string and pull the chavetz back to you? Since you didn't pull it back to you, it's considered the end of the malach is being done b'meizid. But that's only if there's a possibility for you to stop it. Now that you didn't stop it, we consider like you're doing it b'meizid. But the reish of the Mishnah, is talking about when you throw the stone, it wasn't attached to you. So once it left your hand, the whole malach was done. You can't stop it anymore. So there it doesn't make a difference, even if you remember later that today is Shabbos. That's not considered your amazed bishas to say for the melachim. Therefore the Rashi says, what's the hecha timtza that you put there? Only because the second person came and grabbed the chepetz. Hey, so, shikitza amar avkana seifa osin alichto masna. The seifa the Mishnah is talking about with a string attached to this stick. For the Gemara, lichto masna oigda biyodoi. That can't be pshat. If you throw a piece of wood that a string is attached to it and the string is in your hand, the chlal is not called you made a zrika dal damas vishus rabim. Dal damas means it's not ogged to you, it's away from you. But here that the string is attached to your hand, that the chlal is not called a zrika. So the Mishnah can't be talking about a kimta where you're holding it with a string. So the Mora Kagoin, Atedep Shat is like this. That the Sefer, the Mishnah that says you're potter, if you remember at the end that it's Shabbos, you called the Mezid, that's talking about the gate to the Meleches Chabura. In other words, we're still talking about where you're taking a stone and throwing it at somebody on Shabbos to make a Chabura. And we're talking about a string is attached to the stone. So Mele, here it's good. When you threw the stone, you were a Shoigig, you forgot today was Shabbos, you didn't know there's a Meloch of hitting somebody on Shabbos. Now in the middle you remembered. Now since you remembered, you'll be potter now, because the end of the malach is called on b'mezid. The stone left your hand, what could you do? We're talking about the string is attached to the stone. So really you could have stopped the stone from hitting the person. Since you didn't stop it, it's considered you're doing the malach of b'mezid. Now here there's no p'tur of the fact you're holding the string attached to the stone. That's only a p'tur in Zrika. It's not considered it was thrown daladamas away from you. But for Chabura, what's the difference? The Malacha is you're being Chayvul, you're making somebody bleed, you take the blood out of the other person. So my nafkamina, if a string is attached to the stone or not. So therefore the Malacha is called, you're doing a Malacha's Chabura. So the Sefer, the Mishnah says, you'll be potter in this case, because at the beginning you were shaygig, but then in the middle you remember today was Shabbos, that's called the end of the chabura was done, the mezid. And you could have stopped the melacha by pulling the string and stopping the stone. Since you didn't stop the stone, it's considered the chabura is being done at the end, the mezid, that's why you potter. Furthermore, that's shver. Honami tenina, nerds. This can't be pshat in the Chiddush of the Sefer, but this says beferish in the Mishnah. Honami tenina. Hazer glasses chabura, bein biyodim, bein bebehema. Veniskar Ashla Nasas Chabura Potter. But the beginning of the Mishnah says that. So that can't be Psham, the end of the Mishnah is Zehaklal, like Rashi says. Mashma, the end of the Mishnah is Zehaklal, telling us another Chiddush, something else. Ela Roma Rova. What's Psham the Mishnah B'maver? I tell you, the Mishnah is talking about B'maver when you're walking with the Chafetz. In other words, when are you Potter? If you remember today was Shabbos, and the end of the Malacha was done B'mezid, that's only when you're walking dal damas b'shus rabim with the chayfetz. So there it's a poshut svara. Since you should have stopped, as soon as you remember today was Shabbos, you should have stopped. If you didn't stop walking, it's called the end of the malacha was done b'mezid. But enachnami, the zrika, whenever you throw a chayfetz out of your hand, as soon as the chayfetz leaves your hand, and we're talking about now, it's not attached with a string, because otherwise there wouldn't be a zrika altogether. So you're throwing your stone out of your hand, as soon as it leaves your hands, bezrika, enachnami, you're always chayiv. Because the whole malach is considered done when it leaves your hand, pretty much you can't do anything afterwards. They say for the mission it says there are clouds mashmit going back to Zrika. It's not mashmit a new chiddush now dafka b'mavirim when you're walking through the Rishus Rabin and there the svaras since you could have stopped and you didn't stop walking. It's called the end of the malach was done b'mezid. No, it's mashmit the end of the mission. The say for the mission is even talking about Zrika. That even by a Zrika when you throw a chayfitz, it's shayach to be potter if at the end, before the hanocha, you remember today was Shabbos. It's considered the malacha was done by mezid. Elazat gemara amarova. Tarti katoni. I'll tell you the ratio of the Mishnah means two separate cases. Hazorek v'niskar. V'niskar me'acha shiyotetza me'yodan. You threw the chayfetz, and you remembered now after the chayfetz left your hand that today was Shabbos, then you're also potter. As we've been chazen up from the svara before, even though it's not attached with a string, you can't pull the stone back anymore. So therefore, it's called a good zrika. For nesvei can you be potter, because lamaisa b'shas the stone is landing before the hanocha, you remember today was Shabbos, so it's considered b'shas the hanocha, you're amazed now, even though you can't do anything to stop the malacha. So what? Lamaisa, that's the klal of the seifa. You only chayiv. That was that throughout the whole malacha you were shogig, but when the end of the malacha, the anocha is being done, you're amazed, you'll be potter. So the ratio of the Mishnah means two cases. One pter is stam the fact that you remember today was Shabbos before the anocha, so you're potter because the anocha was done amazed. Inami, another pter the Mishnah says loy nisker, in the case where you did not remember today was Shabbos. In other words, the whole zrika is being done b'shogig. There's another pter though for kol tacher. In the case where the chayfetz did not land because of your zrika, if somebody else came and caught it, so it's considered the second person made the hanocha. That's why you put it, like Rashi says, like shneim shesu, or kotu kelev, or else even you threw it into the mouth of the kelev, you potter. And Rashi says because the mouth of a kelev, a dog, is not a choshev amokum, it's not dalad. That's why you potter. Or shenis before, or else it was burned up, so the chal is not choshev like a hanocha. That's why you potter. The Mishnah is missing something. This is what the Mishnah should have said. Hazorik, if somebody threw a chayfetz on Shabbos, dal damas b'shus rabim, v'nizko miyacha shiyotso miyodoi, and he remembered now after it left his hand that today is Shabbos, so b'shas tahanocho, he is amazed. Or else, kol to'acha, somebody else came and chapped this chayfetz. Or called the kelub, or else a dog came in like made the hanoch of the chayfetz. Or shenisra for potter, or else if it burnt up, you potter. So you want to be medayik hanoch chayiv. You want to be medayik mashma. If it would have landed by itself, you would be chayiv. If somebody else wouldn't have chapped it, or if the dog wouldn't have ate it, or the fire wouldn't have burned it, but it would have landed by itself, you would be chayiv. And that was the original kasha. Why are you chayiv chatis? The Chura, since you remembered that today was Shabbos before it made the Hanocha, the end of the Hanocha was done the Mezit. So why, Yechayiv? So, Tebemed, Devar Mamurim, when does the Mishnah mean to say, Shecho Zavishochach? When is this Diyak to say that if it made its own Hanocha, you'd be Chayiv? In the case where Shecho Zavishochach, in other words, in the middle, you threw a stone out of your hand. The beginning, you were Shoigi, you forgot today was Shabbos. While the stone was traveling, you remember today was Shabbos. But then, Chozav Shochach, before the Chayfet landed on the ground, you forgot a second time that today was Shabbos. That's why you be Chayef. Avo loy Chozav Shochach poter. But Lu Yitzu, you did not remind yourself, you did not forget. But in the middle of the Zrika, you remember that today was Shabbos, and B'shas Tahanocha, you're still remembering today is Shabbos. It's considered that Anocha is being done when you're amazed, and the climate then you'll be potter. Why? Shekol chay v'chatois einim chayovim achetei tchilosan v'soifin shkogam. That's the klal of the Mishnah. When you do a malacha b'shoigig, yoni chay v'chatis, if the beginning and the end of the malacha was done b'shoigig. But here, with the end of the malacha, b'shas tanocha, you are remembering, you remember the trei Shabbos, you're called amazed, you're potter. But his chiddush is that even though at the beginning you were shaggy, and in the middle you were amazed, That's his chiddush. Do you give chayiv a korban? If at the end b'shas tanocha you again forget that today was Shabbos, the ikish shkoga has to be b'shas tekira b'shas tanocha. Even though in between you remembered, that doesn't make the pturah. Abi, the beginning and the end of the melach is being done b'shaydig. That's enough to be mechayiv you. Hey, this is Rav Ashi's chiddush. Right, as of tomorrow. Zeh haklal. The end of Mishnah says this, the klal, kol chai v'chatois, like we're saying, yoni chai v'chatis, if the whole melacha was done b'shoigi. So tomorrow, itma. Shtei ames b'shoigi. Somebody either was walking or throwing the chayfetz, two ames b'shus rabim, knew the shoigi. At that time, he forgot terei was Shabbos. Shtei ames b'mezid. But the next two ames, he remembered terei was Shabbos. And then again, shtei ames b'shoigi. Then again, it went another two ames b'shoigi. So either you're walking through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim six Amis, so the first two Amis you walk, you forgot Terei was Shabbos. The middle two Amis, you remember Terei was Shabbos, you're amazed. And the last two Amis, again, you forgot Terei was Shabbos. And what's the law? Are you chayiv or not? Rabbi Roma Potter. Rabbi says in such a case, you're Potter for Mechatis. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Roma Chayiv. Rabbi says in such a case, you're chayiv. So tomorrow, what's the Svaris? Rabbi Roma Potter. Here your potter are fiddle Rabbi Gamliel, even according to Rabbi Gamliel. The Omer ain't Yediyah, lechatishir, that if you remember you did a chatzi melacha, chatishir, that doesn't have a shem Yediyah. That Yediyah by itself will not be mechayiv you a korban. Abahosim hu, techi kogoma, shiuroi, beshoigig kogoma. They are called upon him when you ended the melacha, you were a shoigig, even though you had a Yediyah, but you finished the melacha beshoigig. That's why. That's why you chayiv a korban over there. Mashen kein aval hocho to be mazed light. But here, when the melacha finished, you're amazed. In other words, you're walking two amis, and then you walk another two amis. Now the melacha ends at the end of four amis. That's called havoras dalad amis b'shus rabim. So since you walk dalad amis b'shus rabim, and at the end of the dalad amis you're amazed, the second two amis you remember today was Shabbos. That's why you potter from the korban. Drashi, itma beiz amos b'shoigig, beiz amos b'mezid, beiz amos b'shoigig. Rabbi Mapot, Rabbi Mechayiv, shtei amos b'mezid sheniska le'achas shtei amos v'shoynis v'chozav v'shochach beiz achronis. He's in the middle. You remember today was Shabbos, amod nekimta, and at the end you forgot again today was Shabbos. Drashi during Gamliel, lekam and perak abonim. Hosam d'chi gomer shiurei b'shoigig gomer. Today is talking about hakrisa beiz oisius. Somebody writes two oisius on Shabbos. The beiz halomis. You forgot two different times, like you wrote one ice in the morning, you forgot to play with Shabbos, and then in the afternoon you wrote a second ice. The Mechayibor of Gamliel, B'yais HaShniya. Why? Nigmro HaShir, because when you finish the second ice, that's finishing the Shir. V'yafu B'shegig. You're also a Shegig when you finish the second ice. Avol Hocho B'shtei Am Tzoyis. Shein B'mezid Nigmro HaShir. K'n Meforosh B'yozom. Loi B'mavir U'shtei Am Mois B'mezid. We're talking about he's walking. So when the person finishes walking, it's considered like he did a whole melacha. Now at the end of the Dalar Amis, the end of the second Amis, he's amazed. So that's why here you're potter from a korban chatis, because it's called the end of the melacha finished off with amazed. That's Rabbi's word. So the moral of Amai, what are we talking about? If he's talking about he threw it, is the chur a shaygig hu? I was there, the whole thing is a shaygig. Shrash a shaygig hu. Shrei ein bi yodei la'akfa. Dechi ben shechoy ze v'shoch a chayiv. Lo nigmro melocho. A chas hanocho. Shi le soifu v'shaygig. And Monashat, if he's done throwing the chayivits, so you can't look at the middle beis amit. It has no chshivas to it. Because once it left your hand, you can't stop it anymore. Elamai, you have to look at the beginning and the end. So since the end of the melacha was done b'shoigig, gavad, you should be chayiv achatis here. Elo b'maver. I'll tell you, we're talking about b'maver. Somebody's walking through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that's the chiddush. He's walking the first two amis he walked b'shoigig. The second two amis he walked b'mezid. So since at the end of those four amis he could have stopped, it's considered that the melacha was finished b'mezid. That's why you put there from achatis. Rav says no such case. Chayiv achatis. The afilu l'rabbonin. the Amri, Yeshadil a Chatishir, even according to Rabbonim that say Namal, or Yedi of a Chatishir is Yechoshiv, so Chura, since this middle of Days Amis, which is a Chatishir, was done Benezid, let's say it's called Benezid, so to name Hosam who, to be other. There are Koponim, you could stop doing the Melochim. Aval Hocha, the ain't be other light. For here you can't stop doing the Melochim in the middle, therefore here Yechayiv. So the Gemara for my, what is Rava talking about? Ibe Mavrif, he's walking through the Rishus Rabbim, Harei Biyode. What do you mean he can't stop? After he walked two Amis, and he remembered today was Shabbos, he could have stopped. And since he didn't stop, it's considered he's doing it amazing. So what do you say, Yechayiv? V'yela Bezerik. In the Mazat Gemara, Rava is talking about Bezerik. And Rava is saying, if you throw the Chayfis, so as soon as it leaves your hand, you can't stop it anymore. So Melo, since the end of the Melacha was done b'shegig, and the beginning of the Melacha was done b'shegig, therefore Yechayiv. So here what comes out now, that Rab and Rob is no machlekes. Like Rashi says, Maro machoda. If you're talking about Mavir, walking with the Chayfis through the Rishus Rabbim, then you're potter in such a case. Because since when you walk the second two Amis, you have amazed, and at that time you could have stopped walking, it's considered the Melacha ended off, b'mezid, you're potter from Achatis. But if you throw the Chayfis, when you throw the chayfiz, as soon as it leaves your hand, you can't stop the melacha anymore. So the middle Beis Amis has no chashivas here. We have to look at the beginning of the melacha and at the end of the melacha. So here, since the first two Amis you were shaygin, and the last two Amis you were shaygin, avad the Quran to everybody you chayiv. So the maskonu is, there's no machlekes. Just mara machoda, v'loi pligin. So tomorrow, Oma Rabba, Zorak, you throw a chayfiz, dal damas v'shus rabin. And it lands in a kelev's mouth, in the dog's mouth, or else the opening of a small oven, and it gets burnt up in the fire. Is dalocha chayiv? Tosat rabba. You threw it there, that's considered a good hanocha, and you chayiv. In fact, the Gemara, our Mishnah said now like that. We are the nan tanan, we learn to now Mishnah, call to Acher, if you throw a chayfet and somebody else comes and catches it, or call to Kelev, or else it ended up in the Kelev's dog's mouth, or Shanisif, or else it got burnt up, is potter. And why is Rashi say potter? Because a Kelev's mouth is not dalad adalad, it's not a choshev mokum to make a nochum. So how could Rabbi say Yechayev? The Mishnah says potter. And the Gemara poshut, Hosom loy mechavin. The Mishnah is talking about time you throw the chayfets. Daladam mishus rabin. You didn't patavka have kavon it should land in the dog's mouth. So it happened to be a dog was then landed in his mouth. So then we say, since the mouth is not roch of dalad, it's not called a choshev mokim, it's not called anocha yipotim. But here we're talking about you threw it patavka into the dog's mouth. So you had a dog dalad amas away from you b'shus rabin, and your bedavka wanted to throw a cookie to him. So by you throwing and having kavon that shall end in his mouth, your kavon is machshiv that mokim to make the mokim choshiv. So even though it's less than dalad, still you be chayiv. Shrashi hocho duko mechavin machshav toy mishav yilei mokim to achshivei. Since to you it's choshiv this mokim of the dog's mouth, you wanted to get there, you machshiv it, you'll be chayiv. That's called the mokim choshiv. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Bivi Barabaya, Afa Nan Namatanina. I bring your raya for this Yisoid. We learned also someplace else. That what if Yom Machshev, you go boss Yom Machshava, and you be chayiv for Yom Machshava. Why? It's a mission in Krisus. Yesh Oichel Achila Achas v'chayiv oleh Dalat Chatois v'yoshem Echad. It's possible that one person ate one food or something, one kezayis, and for this, he's over four chatois, he has to bring four different karbonis, the yoshem echad, has to bring one karbon oshem. What's the case? Ha tomei, the person was tomei, she'ochal chelev, he ate chelev. Slokura chelev is one chiyiv chatis. Who nicer? It was also chelev of kochim, so it's a psul nicer. Min ha'amakdoshim, slokura, he's asked, there's an iser al tomei, the person is tomei, he's not letting kochim. Then he's eating noiser, the second chorus, the second chatis. Then he's eating chelev, that's the third chatis. And b'yom kippur, we're talking about he ate this on Yom Kippur. So he has a fourth chatis for Yom Kippur. Rabbi Meir, afim hoiser Shabbos. Let's say we're talking about he ate this on Shabbos Yom Kippur. Voitzio bepiv, and he carried it out in his mouth. Yishino yechayiv. So that's another chatis shechayfu. Amru loy, the rabbanon told back to Meir, ainu min hashem. It's true you can have the fifth chatis, But that's a Isser al Chaitzo. And we want that you chayev for Chatois for the Maisa Achila of eating it. So therefore, don't bring me Raya Remeya about Chaitzo. We want four Chatois only of eating it. Why, according to Remeya, you chayev, who ain't derech Chaitzo the kach? It's not a derech to carry something out in your mouth. So since it's not a derech to carry out, why you chayev? So Rashi, v'amai mechayev, mishum Chaitzo, divri akil, who ain't derech lechiva peh? It's not a derech to carry something out in your mouth. You should be potter. So that's what Remeya says. If you carry this out on Shabbos Yechayiv, the Rabbanim don't think zech on that. They're also masking Yechayiv on Shabbos. The Rabbanim are just saying, that's, don't put that into the Mishnah, because the Mishnah wants the Surim of Achilam and not the Surim of Haitzur. But the Rabbanim are masking to Remeya that if a person would have it in his mouth and walk out for Shus Rabbin, he's Chayiv. If the Kash is not a derech Haitzur, the Kach, that there it is, Elikiv and the Kormachavin, since he asked Kavona to eat it, and it's in his mouth, it's a choshev place in his mouth, his machshavta mishavi lemokim, his machshove is mishavi lemokim that is chayiv, his hochinami, kiv and the Kormachavin, machshavta mishavi lemokim, since he has Kavona that his chayfut should land in the dog's mouth, he wants it to land there, his machshove is machshav, the mokim yechayiv for that hanocha. That usually you don't carry something in your mouth that's not there to carry. But here the reason why it's in your mouth while you're walking, because you want it to be in your mouth, you want to eat it like. So your machshav reads, you badafka want this chayfis in your mouth now. And your machshav, this chayfisor, you're carrying in your mouth. You have a machshav to do it. And it's a chashav thing for you, that's why you chayiv. It's here also. If you're machshav this mokim in the mouth of the kelev, that's where you want it to be. In such a case, you chayiv for the hoitzah. Yehadrin Olof Hazerik. Here's what the Mishnah. Haboine, if somebody builds something on Shabbos, kama yivne vihei.